98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Worldwide Red.
With Persil Wonder Wash Sensitive Liquid Detergent. Gentle next to skin in just 15 minutes.
98 FM.
You've some TV news this morning.
Yes, first up, the rumours are true. Jack Keating is heading into the Love Island All-Stars Villa next week. Our esteemed colleague, the son of Ronan. He appeared on the show back in 2022. Jack went into Casa Amor.
Yeah.
But he wasn't on it for that long because it's very hard to make an impression once you go in a Casa Amor.
Okay.
Because the relationship's already formed.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to see Jack as an OG contestant this time around. He's heading to South Africa for a second chance of finding love alongside lots of different fan favourites from previous seasons.
Uh-huh.
So they include Millie Course, age 29, from Series 7. Mm-hmm. Millie won the show with Liam, who's from Wales.
Oh, wow.
They actually went out for a good few years afterwards.
Yeah.
Whitney Adebayo. Whitney was really popular on her season. She's from season 10.
Yeah.
Belle Hassan, I think her dad was in Game of Thrones.
Oh.
Kieran Davies, also from Wales. We've Charlie Frederick as well. Shaq Mohammed and a few more. So they're all going into the Love Island.
That's fab. And I mean, hopefully they find love. And if they don't, lovely trip away.
Yeah, and a few brand deals. Yeah. Sure. You know what? Jack is fab.
Jack is lovely.
So, so sound.
Such a nice guy.
I can't actually, yeah. I want to watch now to see how Jack gets on. Next up, there is a brand new Irish murder mystery coming to our screens.
Why?
It's actually great when there's a show like this that comes on. We haven't had something like this for ages.
Mm-hmm.
So it's called Three Sacred Vows and it stars Tom Vaughan Lawler.
Yes.
Nidge from Love Hate.
Yep.
India Mullen from Normal People and Aaron Heffernan, who many will know from Brassic. So it's a comedy drama.
Mm-hmm.
It's centred around an Irish wedding in Spain when the body of a priest is found floating face down in the swimming pool of the guest's villa.
Whoa. Is that the priest? Is he wearing any factors?
Brendan, what did alcoholic death wish people?
So hard to be a good person.
Important to keep a secret every now and then.
People love a promise. But promises are hard to keep.
I really like the sound of that. I love when something is like really dark but also hilarious at the same time.
Yeah. Kind of Bad Sisters vibes.
Yeah, in Bruges.
Three Sacred Vows. It's going to air weekly on RTE1 from the 1st of Feb and there's 6 episodes in total.
Deadly.
Some more TV news now. We won't be saying au revoir to Emily in Barry just yet. Netflix has renewed the show for a 6th season.
Wow.
Yeah, another one. Have you watched?
No.
Did you watch it previously? Was your housemate watching
it? My housemate was really into it and I kind of, you know, would stand there in the background.
My parents, who are in their 70s, love Emily in Paris.
Yeah.
So the most recent season actually came out right before Christmas. I haven't finished it yet, but Emily is in Rome.
Yeah.
So she's opening up an office, Agence Gratteau office in Rome. But she also has a fella in Rome who is an heir to a luxury fashion brand.
Oh, yeah. Lock that down.
I don't know what happened with them. I'm going to say... Yeah, in fairness.
Yeah.
But Emily's coming back anyway.
Okay.
And they post up a video of her, Lily Collins, blowing out a candle on top of a croissant.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, very good. So Emily in Paris.
I saw something for you the other day. A croissant. It was a butter dish.
Yeah.
But it was a croissant. Butter dish.
Oh, stop. Like a physical dish.
Yeah, physical butter dish, but it's a croissant.
How cute.
I know.
Finally this morning, Brendan, it might be time for you to bite the bullet and finally join the TikTok because this lady has officially signed up. Yes, Celine Dion is on the TikTok. She created her account a while ago, right?
Right.
But she's finally posted her first video.
My name is Celine. Oh, I got kids. We have to get you on TikTok and all that. And I'm like,
what?
On TikTok. I've heard that before. Suddenly I'm becoming cool. Celine Dion is cool. That's amazing. TikTok, here I come. Ciao.
Celine Dion is on TikTok. And if Rebecca Shackleton didn't get me on it yet, maybe Celine Dion might do it.
It's time, Brendan.
It is
time. You can check out all the latest entertainment stories on 98FM.com.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. My, 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 my.
A fancy candle.
Your food shopping done.
And a cheese board.
98 FM.
Hello and welcome to our tacky game show, Matchy Matchy. Your chance to win unreal prizes, hand selected by robotic versions of us.
Yes.
If you match three words with either myself or Brendan, you will be getting your hands on all of these. Drive into the new year with this voucher to go motor racing.
Get winter glam with a Dyson Airwrap.
Win a cheese board. Ooh. And a Diptyque candle.
Do you need to stock the fridge after Christmas? How about using this €200 grocery voucher?
And grab your spoon. Join the soup craze with a soup maker.
Ooh. Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Such good prizes.
Was there a glitch?
I think there was a glitch. That's a €200 grocery voucher, by the way.
Oh,
good morning to Jay, who's in Kells. Jay, you're on 98FM. How are you?
All good. How are you?
We're very good, thanks, Jay. How was the Christmas break for you?
Busy.
Was it busy?
Yeah.
How many kids are in the house, Jay?
Five.
Five kids. That's a very busy Christmas,
yeah,
Jay.
Very busy. Have you taken the decorations down yet?
I took them down on the 27th.
The 27th?
Yeah.
When did they go up, Jay? Had they been up a long time?
Maybe the 19th or something.
Ah, yeah, you had them up for a while. Yeah, yeah.
For a little
while. Do you mean the 19th of November 19th, or December?
19th of December.
Oh, so they don't stay up for long in your house?
No, I'm a bit of a Grinch.
Oh, fair enough, Jay, right? You just like things
I came back to my house
clean.
And I said, get rid of all of them. I don't know what came over
me. Mine are still up. They'll be coming down today now. Jay, have you anyone playing Matchy Matchy with you this morning, or is this a solo run?
No, all solo. So okay. I'll win all the prizes of mine.
Fair enough. Tell no one, Jay. Hopefully they're not listening.
Is your name even Jay?
Who do you want to play Matchy Matchy with this morning, Jay?
Rebecca.
Off to the soundproof booths. Try and get a win this morning, Jay. There's a lot of prizes to be won. Anything in particular now you're going to keep to yourself if you win?
Yeah, I don't know. All of them.
All of them. All of them. You're sharing nothing. Right. No. Okay, Jay, your first word in Matchy Matchy this morning is recipe.
Book.
Your second word is sock.
Drawer.
And your third word is fox.
Hunt.
After recipe, you said book. After sock, you said drawer. After fox, you said hunt. Jay and Kells, are we locking those in?
Yes.
We're locking them in. Whoa, very decisive this morning. A short and sweet game of Matchy Matchy. No messing around there. Rebecca is back from the soundproof booth. How was that this morning?
A bowl of soup in there.
Oh, lovely,
yeah.
What flavour?
Minestrone.
Oh,
yeah.
Very nice.
You can cannellini beans, you know yourself.
First word to Matchy Matchy with Jay this morning is recipe.
Recipe book.
Second word is sock.
Ooh. Sock. Sock, sock, sock. Sock. What comes after sock? Sock. Monster. What? Is that a thing?
And your third word?
I can't. I'm never going to get it on again.
Your third word is fox.
Fox. Fox. Glove? I think these are my worst answers ever. They're really hard.
Have you got a matchy-matchy with Jay and Kells
no,
this morning?
I wouldn't say so. Jay, I'm sorry. I personally apologise to you.
Now, I think sock and fox were extremely
sock?
Hard.
Maybe I should have said sock drawer. What did you say
that's
after...
That's what Jay said.
Oh, did you say
he
sock drawer?
He said sock drawer. Recipe book you matched on.
Okay.
Jay said sock drawer and fox hunt.
Fox hunt. Jay, it wasn't to be... But we're going to send you out a nice goodie bag that you can keep to yourself.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Cheers, Jay. Cheers, have a great day and thanks for playing Matchy Matchy.
I think that was my worst ever.
Sock and fox were really difficult.
I think I was like sock shoe.
And Jay being from
Kells,
now the
I'd
rural pursuits came to him.
Yeah.
We'll do it all again tomorrow. If you'd like to play Matchy Matchy, WhatsApp Matchy and your name to 0877 989898.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast
with Rebecca and Brendan.